I'm going to start this episode with some bad news. And even though it's coming out on April 1st, this is not an April Fool's joke. My bad news for you is that passive income basically doesn't exist. The search for passive income is, in my experience, based on everything that I've seen, it's a thought virus. It's a thought virus that gets inside of your head and gets inside of my head too. And it makes us lazy and unwilling to do the work that is required to generate the income that we want. That's the bad news. The good news is that we're going to talk about a way to get what you want, that ongoing income stream that's the promise of passive income. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So passive income, it's a myth. It's a sales pitch. And it is fundamentally, it's the magic pill sales pitch. So, you know, people like me, copywriters, marketers, we know that there's like the spectrum, right? The copywriter John Carlton teaches this as the spectrum. And there on one side there's cold, hard reality. And over here it's, you know, you work hard, you work every day until you die, backbreaking labor, whatever you get, you know, you earn some money, and if you're lucky at all, you're able to set some of it aside and make sure that you're covered, you know, into your old age, and maybe at some point you can retire. And on the other side, it's like, buy my product and you're going to spend $100 on my product today, and it's going to turn on this magical income stream that is forever going to pay you money until the day you die, and you're going to get rich and you won't even have to do any work for it. And there's this spectrum. And we know that if we talk about all the hard work of something, of some income opportunity, that statistically, a much smaller percentage of people is going to respond, is going to reply, is going to be interested, is going to buy, if we talk about all the hard work of something, versus if we make it feel like an easy button where you just push the button and money shows up, a much higher percentage of people are more likely to buy. And on this spectrum, as a marketer, as a salesperson, as an entrepreneur positioning our offer, we have to decide where we fall. And we have to decide where our product falls. Now, the reality is that this like passive income magic button that you've been sold is largely just a myth. It is marketers pushing all the way to that end of the spectrum with their promises in the hope that they're going to get more and more and more and more buyers. And it is a sales pitch. It's a sales pitch designed to part you from your money. And the reality is, it's a sales pitch that in some way or another is being actively sent to you in order to generate income. It's active income, but it's a special type of active income. And that special type of active income is really the secret. If you want something that borders on the passive income promise, if you want something that borders on that passive income promise, what you need is this type of active income. That is leveraged income. So I don't like to think about passive income at all, because like I said in the opening, it makes us feel lazy. It makes us like, if we believe that there's some way to not do any work and get all the spoils, get all the money, and not do any work and we get all the money, which sounds great, right? If we believe that, it makes it so we don't want to do any work. But leveraged income has a slightly different effect. It changes our focus by a few degrees. It changes what we're focused on by a few degrees and gets us focused on what is actually going to create that ongoing income stream for us. So, you know, what do I mean by leveraged income? Well, first off, what is leverage? And there's this great quote from Archimedes, the old Greek mathematician, and this is, you know, one translation of it, but he says, give me a place to stand, and with a lever, I will move the whole world. So Archimedes was an early mathematician that among other things, was one of the very earliest people to explain the power, the principle of levers. And you can think of like a teeter-totter on the playground, right? There's a fulcrum in the middle, and there's this board that goes from on either side. And if you put a heavy person on one end of the teeter-totter, they lift up the lighter person, right? So the heavy person lifts up the lighter person, and it's a form of leverage. But the other thing that you could do is if you change where that fulcrum is at, and so instead of it being right in the middle, we'll use my arm here. Instead of it being right in the middle, if you move it to one end, then a lighter person can put their weight on it and lift the heavier person that's on the shorter end of the lever. And leveraged income is all about that smaller effort for a bigger result, a limited time effort for a long-term result, something you can do once where the opportunity to get paid is much bigger than the amount of effort that you put into it. Now, the great thing about entrepreneurship and about marketing and about copywriting, all these topics that I talk about regularly, is that there's so many leveraged income sources inside of what we do. So, for example, one of the big things that I teach and I offer training on is copywriting royalties and pay-for-performance deals, right? And copywriting royalties, what it is when I write a marketing piece for a client, we have an agreement in the beginning that I get paid a fee, but I also get paid a percentage of the sales that marketing piece generates. And so I put in a certain amount of effort up front to complete the project. But as long as that project continues to make sales going forward into the future, what's going to end up happening is I'm going to keep having checks show up in the mail. And that does start to feel a lot like the passive income promise, right? What is the truth of that, though, is that there was a lot of front-loaded effort. And oftentimes, as the client is putting that marketing out into different channels, there's a little bit of effort here, a little bit of effort there. Got to help them test a new, you know, headline or lead or whatever. I have to help them with little bits of ads or emails or whatever to drive traffic. All these little tiny things that create this disproportionately big result in income once the initial work has been done, because that initial work is designed to generate effectively what could be an unlimited amount of revenue for the company, and I get a percentage of that. I just have to make sure that it's continuing to work as long as we can make it work. Likewise, any kind of marketing campaign that you create, and it doesn't have to be for clients, it can be for your own business, it could be an affiliate campaign, it could be whatever, any type of marketing campaign that you create, any type of funnel, any type of whatever, if it works on an ongoing basis, or can be used in repetition, it can be a great leveraged income source, because you run it again, and it generates more money, and you run it again, and it generates more money, and you run it again, and it generates more money. And there's going to be some maintenance along the way, maybe having to re-trigger it each time, make sure it's up to date, or having to manage the traffic flow going into it, or whatever. Even if it's you managing the person who manages the traffic, there's going to be some level of maintenance there. But the great thing is, once the initial campaign is created, it is leveraged, because a lot of the initial work doesn't have to be repeated in order for it to keep making money and keep making money and keep making money. Likewise, building a business. And the more systemized the business, the better. I recently talked about systemology with the author David Jennings, and his focus was building a very systemized business, and he teaches people how to build very systemized businesses. And the great thing about that is, when you do it initially, there's a lot of work that goes into it. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into the initial stages of building a business. But when you do it using systems, you can usually build yourself out of the business so that you are playing more of a strategic advisor role as opposed to being in there and creating and doing the work on a daily basis. And so any kind of building a business can be a leveraged income opportunity. Likewise, any kind of product creation, if you license products where other people can sell them, or you create a product and then sell it yourself, like anything like that, where it's a product that doesn't require you, like, okay, so if it's an Etsy store and you have to do the craft every time you want to sell it, that's not leveraged income because it requires you to do the craft every time you want to sell it. But if you're creating a product that can be manufactured, or creating a digital product that can be distributed to effectively an unlimited number of people, or you're creating, you know, a published product that can be printed by somebody else, or whatever that is, creating products can be a leveraged income opportunity. Specifically, I have in my notes here, publishing. Publishing is a great leveraged income opportunity, in particular because the cost of cost of goods sold and the cost of maintaining stock of published products tends to be very low, and the profit margins tend to be very high. And so I love the publishing. I've worked in the publishing industry since 2005, actually since before 2005, because before I even got into marketing, I was working with the local newspaper and selling subscriptions to the local newspaper. And that's another type of published product. And so publishing can be a great leverage income source. Any type of value creation where you're creating innovation, you're creating products, you're creating marketing, like this value that can be duplicated, replicated, that doesn't require you to put the effort in every single time. Any kind of that type of value creation is an opportunity if you structure the deal right. Like similar to like the copywriting royalties, the pay for performance stuff. It doesn't have to be called royalties. It can be called commissions. It can be called, you know, lead generation bounties. It can be called, traffic management cost compensation or whatever, where you're getting paid 10 or 15% of what people are spending on sending traffic to their website. Whatever it is, if you can create this effort where your money that you're earning is for the work product and the results from that work product and not from the work activity. It's the work product versus the work activity. When you get paid for your work product instead of your work activity, there is an opportunity for leverage there if you think about it, if you structure it right, if you work with the right partners. And the more that you think about this, like none of what I have told you is passive income. And even like, okay, you want to get into investments, you want to invest in real estate. There's not a lot of actual passive income opportunities investing in real estate. There's some that's more leveraged and less leveraged, but there's really not passive income. You want maybe investing in like bonds or investing in a savings account where your income is so incredibly low. Any kind of dividend paying stock, there is an active component to selecting the right stocks, right? And so they can be great leveraged income sources. Any other kind of investment that generates income, there's going to be some management associated with it. And none of it is truly passive in the sense of like, don't do any work, just get paid forever. And the more that you're buying into this myth of passive income, the less likely you are to do the little bit of work that's required to create powerful leveraged income opportunities. And the more you're willing to create powerful leveraged income opportunities, and the more you like double down on this idea, the bigger and bigger that those can grow and the more it can change your life. What do you think? Leave a comment with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this perspective shift and why. What are your insights? What are your perspectives? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. The link is in the description. That's where you can sign up for my daily emails, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers only. Also in the description, I'll include a link to my copywriting royalties and pay for performance. If you're a marketer or a copywriter and you want to get paid based on the performance of the work that you're doing, that's a very valuable training to go through. It's part of my BTMS Insiders training library. I'm going to include a link to that as well. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, where you pay a low monthly fee, you get access to everything, and watch it as much as you want, stream it as much as you want. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This has been a video episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. Hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.